My precious heart dwellers, may God give us the grace to keep our dear Lord Jesus covered in love with fast offerings and sacrifices as we pray for our president and the unsaved of this world. Ezekiel had a vision of a huge cumulus cloud in the very breadbasket of our nation. There were several of them, but they were from a massive explosion and attack at the heart of America, destroying the crops ready to harvest in the area. Lord, please tell me what is going on. What was once ripe fields of wheat has now been blackened to ashes. My dear family, this may very well be stopped by our serious prayers and self-denial, fasting as you can. He did not see a missile coming. Rather, it seemed to be launched from the ground nearby. Lord, you told me the first attack would be on Miami and then all the other cities marked for destruction. Oh God, have mercy on the innocents. Dear God, I'm speechless. I know something must wake us all up. Oh God, have mercy. I stopped to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and these are the words that go to it. It's prayed on a rosary, so there's 5 decades. I offer the body and blood, soul and divinity of God's dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. You say that once, and then you say this 10 times. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And meditate on his crucifixion as you say it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. So that's repeated 7 more times to make a decade of 10. And at the end, we say,
Holy God,
Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And you repeat that 3 times. Now, I have a Divine Mercy Chaplet, a contemplative version, on our website. So you can look for that there. It's a longer one than most of them. But the idea is to meditate on the Lord's passion. You're revealing it, showing it to God again, and asking for his mercy. Well, the Lord began, My love, it will not be much longer now. I understand that, Lord, but what about Miami? What card did you just pull, he asked me. We have Rhema cards, probably a couple thousand by now. Scriptures, words from the Lord, that kind of thing. And we pray over the box and pull 2 or 3 cards to kind of get an idea of what's on his heart, what he wants us to pay attention to. And it is incredibly fruitful. People who don't know up from down or where they're going or what they're doing, when they get engaged in that and in this engine on the website where a random card will come up on the website, it really gives them some direction. This is done with the Holy Spirit. It is not fortune telling or anything occult or New Age like that. We are petitioning the Lord for wisdom through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit. And this is how the 12th apostle was chosen, by lots. So there's nothing wicked about it. It's totally pure and done through the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, it sometimes blows me away what he gives me. It's so on point. Okay, moving on. So he asked me, what card did you just pull? And the card that I pulled was Bridging the Gap. Just to be there, to stand in the middle, which is major intercession. Then he continued, well, that should tell you the whole story. Pray, my beloved spouse. Pray without ceasing. And that's really hard for me unless I'm praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet or praying in tongues or the Rosary. Because the Blessed Mother is an intercessor in heaven. And we appeal to her intercession when we pray the Rosary. She's not to be worshipped. She's not God. She's a woman chosen by God to carry His Son. And she was faithful from start to finish. So she's an intercessor. And she prays for us. Jesse Duplantis, when he was leaving heaven, David had escorted him around heaven. When he was leaving heaven, as they were pulling out, St. Michael said to Jesse, "I'm praying for you, Jesse." Now, that sure flies in the face of people who think that people in heaven can't pray. And what are those great cloud of witnesses going to do? Stand around with their thumb in their ear? Or are they going to pray when they see you in trouble? Of course they're going to pray. They're right there with the Lord in heaven. Could you not pray in a situation like that if you were looking down into heaven and saw what was going on? Could you really just stand there and not do anything? Of course not. That makes no sense at all. And yes, Jesus is our great high priest. But just like we ask people on earth to pray for us, we ask people in heaven to pray for us. And because they've been given great command through the Holy Spirit of understanding what's going on, they hear us. The Holy Spirit presents those petitions to them. So some of you that have a problem with that, get over it. Moving on. So the card that I pulled was Bridging the Gap, just to be there, to stand in the middle. And the Lord said, that should tell you the whole story. Pray, my beloved spouse, pray without ceasing. That's what I want to do, Lord. You are feeling the weakness of your own flesh, which I am receiving as your continuous sacrifice for the souls that will die in these tragedies. You know how you feel on Fridays, my love. Oh, yes, dear one. Please forgive me, Jesus. I'm sorry for complaining. Just please give me your strength to carry me through. Please, I confess, I don't like suffering, and I am tired. He continued, you are receiving just that, the grace and energy you need. But if I took any more pain away from you, it would not be the sacrifice I need. Yes, Lord, I understand. Can you work with that for me? Yes, Lord. As far as the overwhelming attacks that are planned in this moment, much depends upon prayer. Pray with all your heart, heart dwellers. Offer fasts and sacrifices. Pray, pray, pray. So much of what is about to happen depends on how many sincere warriors pray against this. What I have told you about Miami and New York and the other targeted cities stands. This abomination is planned to destroy the harvest of food. Pray, beloved ones. Pray the Divine Mercy prayer much to mitigate this attack. I am listening for my bride's prayers. Please, don't let me down.